This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Mikey on Joy.
The Sondheim musical Sweeney Todd, the Demon Barber of Fleet Street, is celebrating its 40th anniversary and bringing the tale of murder and revenge to the Australian stage. And our next guest, star of the international stage, Anthony Warlow, and best known as the Foxy Moran from Fountain Lakes, Gina Riley, good morning to the both of you.
Good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning. Look, Gina, are you getting sick of everyone calling you the Foxy Moran of Fountain Lakes, or have you just had to learn?
Get sick of that. I am a Foxy Moran. It's the truth. So, you know. Let it be.
We love it. Look, Anthony, you were Australia's original Phantom of the Opera, and you've since played massive roles in Annie, Dr. Zhivago, Fiddler on the Roof. What drew you to this role of Sweeney Todd?
Well, it's a bucket list role. It's going to sit up high on the canon of roles that I've done. There's something about Sondheim which is enigmatic for any acting singer. And while it's difficult, it's complex, the satisfaction is extraordinary when you get it right, you know. So I've been asked to do it a number of times in the past, but it's eluded me. So this time round, it has caught me, and I'm happy that it has.
Look, I find it amazing how the show, you know, 40 years on, is still so relevant and fun.
Well, it is. That's because when you have a genius composer like Sondheim, who really, when you think about his work, while it has been criticised as, you know, not fluffy enough or what have you, there is something very deep about his work that touches some element in your psyche as an audience member, and I love that. So I think that's the thing that will keep this, you know, alive for many, many years to come.
Yeah, right, okay.
And we all love a thriller, don't we?
We do.
We all love a thriller.
We love a thriller.
A bodice ripper. Penny Dreadful.
Now, we're familiar with the acting techniques where you really immerse yourself into the character. We're looking at Stanislavski and the likes. That was an awful pronunciation of it. But Gina, you play Mrs. Lovett the Baker. Are you much of a baker yourself? And have you used any exotic ingredients like Mrs. Lovett does?
I haven't quite gone where she has gone, I have to say.
Good.
I'm not a baker, actually. I'm not a bad cook, but baking is not a strength, so it's good. I'm going to learn how to bake.
Well, that shocks me. I thought you'd be a master baker.
Did you?
Yeah.
Is that the vibe I'm giving off?
That's the vibe you give off, yeah.
I know, so I have to do a lot of background character work on baking pies.
What's preparation?
Or just eating them.
Yeah, of course. What's the preparation like for these two characters? Because they're quite intense.
Oh, it's massive. I've been sort of started my singing lessons and coaching a month ago. I mean, just studying the score. The score is so clever and so dense and complex that it takes a lot more than just a rehearsal period to familiarise yourself with it.
Well, Jenny, you've been singing for years. I mean, we think of Big Girls Blowers. You took off Danny Minogue. You've been singing to the country forever.
I have been. I have been. This is probably the biggest singing challenge I've ever done. I've actually done a few Sondheims. I did. I played the Baker's Wife in Into the Woods and did. Anthony's giving me eyes now. He thinks I'm big note myself. I just want people to know I have sung Sondheim before.
She's doing the Baker's Wife now. She's doing the baker.
No, we believe you. We believe you've got an absolutely gorgeous voice for sure. Look, Sweeney is Sondheim's most musical, with 80% of the show sung or scored. Is this one of the harder roles to learn and rehearse?
Yes. In a nutshell, yes.
Yeah.
We haven't rehearsed it yet, but to learn it is something akin to learning a Haydn oratorio. I mean, it is underscored, which is great for some dialogue, which will inform the scene. But it's about being able to fit into the pockets, the musical pockets that have been given to us by Stephen. Yeah. And it's also just the complexity of, you know, for instance, in 12 bars of music, you might have three or four different time signatures difficult to get a handle on. But once you do, I've said this before, it's a bit like learning a GNS patter song. You never forget it. and it does make sense. But it's the old story, you know. It's the complexity that we have to make look easy when we're up there on stage doing it. But that's what's satisfying about doing these things. And I think, you know, I've personally done a lot of roles that have been difficult, but this is something that I thought was going to be a physical, vocal and emotional challenge. And I'm one of those people that, you know, with a dark character, I don't just want to make it a dark character. I want to find something in him that the audience will feel great sympathy for.
Well, definitely. And, I mean, his character has a lot of light and shade.
Oh, it does. It does. There are funny moments in it. I mean, the whole premise of the fact that he's, you know, splitting the throats to get them down to Mrs. Lovett's pie shop is funny in itself. But, you know, he is not the villain. The villains are the beadle and the judge in this particular instance. It's also a great, great love story. This man has been in love with his wife, Lucy, and when she's ripped away from him by these people, he comes back to initially revenge her taking, and he discovers that apparently she's dead. And so this turns him. So it becomes an obsession for him. And then, yes, he becomes psychotic and he's one of the great serial killers of the world.
Johnny Depp, he did a rendition of this, did he not, in the movie?
Yes, in the movie. Yeah.
He did, and we had Helen Bonham Carter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we did too. Yeah. Can you draw anything from those two, or are they vastly different?
I think they're vastly different. I try to find, I mean, obviously, you know, what we do, we look, as actors, we tend to plagiarise anyway.
Yeah.
But what I try to do is get a bag of tricks and information and then put my own signature on that and find things that someone may have done 40 years ago that you think, I hadn't thought about doing that this time around. And what is relevant in society today, for theatre today? Those elements are the things that I believe it's our task as actors
to find.
That's
great. It'd be such a current rendition of it then, which is really exciting to hear.
We're so lucky in Melbourne.
It's set in Victorian times, though.
Yes, but it's timeless in its theme.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Look, you're also starring alongside some stage legends. You know, I think of Deborah Byrne, Michael Falzone. Look, it's a massive cast to put together for 12 shows only across Sydney and Melbourne. It's a lot of work.
It's a lot of work, but you have great people to be able to do this. And I think it's going to be the jewel in Australia's theatre's crown, I am hoping.
Well, I think it's due. I mean, I'm telling everybody now, we need to hurry up and get tickets because this is going to sell out.
We hope so.
Just like Mrs. Lovett's pie.
Exactly.
When the show has such a gruesome storyline, will audiences need a strong stomach for this production?
I don't think they'll need a strong stomach. I mean, I think that it's more about the... what's that old saying? It's what you don't know that makes the... that makes it more poignant for you. And, you know, our director, Tessa, is going to give us some kind of sense of the gory without it being overly gory, I think. And she's going to be very clever with it.
Good, because I can't take it, that overbearing brute, that gore gets to me, you know? I want to be in the audience where I want to be there.
Yes, my young little co-host here, DJ Mikey D, he's a bit of a sook. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. If that's what we're going to attack me, that's fine. I'll take it.
Don't be sooky.
I'll try my hardest. I'll be there on my best behaviour, I think. But look, you can catch Anthony and Gina starring in Sweeney Todd, the Demon Barber of Fleet Street, for 6 shows only at Her Majesty's Theatre from the 20th to the 23rd of June. Tickets are available through Ticketek.
We are so excited for it to happen. We can't wait. But before we go, Gina, I need to ask you, as you know, we're all addicted to Kath and Kim. Are we going to get another one?
Oh, I don't think so. I don't know. We're coming up to our 20th year anniversary in about a year, I think. So I don't know what we might do for that, but no more series, I have to say.
Oh, because I was watching it the other day and I'm still thinking, they go, bloody Howard, you know, and I'm thinking, God, how could it have been that long ago? But like you said, it was.
Yeah. Kath and Kim the musical. There you go.
Well, I think that's
Gory and Grizzly.
Gory and Grizzly.
It's been talked about many times.
Oh, I bet.
Well, Anthony, we could have you there as Kel day night.
Oh, I'd love to play Kel.
You could. Okay. I mean, if you're good looking. Oh. Hey, I like what I see.
A live performance. Aren't we lucky? Look, we won't hold you for much longer.
Look, we're so excited. All I can see here, I go through the list. This is going to be a cast of Australian legends. No one in Australia is going to want to miss out. You're going to have to get on a plane over here to Melbourne, come and see a good show, or you can go to Sydney as well. I mean, people do, but who would like to? But
yeah. Look, thank you all both so much for coming, and we'll hopefully see you again soon.
Thanks,
good
guys.
Good on you guys. Thank you.
Wake Up with Tom and Mikey, Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Find all our podcasts at tomandmikey.com. Subscribe on iTunes or wherever you get podcasts. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.